Let's rank British footballers, the greatest of all time. Now, before I dive into ranking from 10 to 1, I just want to note that these are all players that I've heard of, and the list can be obviously quite controversial, as you would think, because Britain has such a historical history of football, aka soccer. But to narrow it down to 10 players might be difficult, but hopefully I did okay for a Canadian. At number 10, Ian Rush. He was British football in the 80s, a legend at Anfield with Liverpool, and he was the best Welsh player of all time until someone else on this list came around. At number 9, it's Alan Shearer. The dude dominated the mid-90s, the epitome of the number 9 shirt, and a legend with two clubs, Blackburn Rovers and Newcastle United. 30 goals for England in 60 games. At number 8, Gareth Bale. He won a lot of trophies with Real Madrid. 5 Champions League trophies. Very impressive. He is the all-time leading scorer for Wales, an offensive threat wherever he went. At number 7, Dennis Law. We unfortunately lost Dennis recently on January 17th. He's the only Scot to ever win the Ballon d'Or, which is given to the best soccer player in a given year. He scored 30 goals for Scotland in just 52 appearances, joint leading scorer with this next player. At number 6, it's Kenny Dalglish, the second of two Scots on this list, the most capped and the joint top scorer, a legend with two clubs, Celtic and Liverpool. At number 5, it's Bobby Moore. When Pele calls you the greatest defender he ever faced, you're going to make many lists, and he made this one. England's captain when they won their only World Cup in 1966. And number 4, Wayne Rooney. He burst onto the scene when he was only 16 years old and ended up just tearing up the score sheets. Record goal scorer for Manchester United. And number 3, it's David Beckham, one of my favorite footballers of all time. When I think of Bex, he made football, soccer, cool. He handled the press exceptionally well despite being hunted for the entirety of his career. 6 league titles with Man U, and he was a set-piece wizard, made an impact wherever he went. He was the first true star to suit up in the MLS. Plus, the documentary was pretty sweet. Must-watch TV. And number 2, it's Bobby Charlton. 3 first division titles, the European Cup, and most important, the 1966 World Cup for England, their only one. At number 1, it's another one of my all-time favorites. It's George Best of Northern Ireland. Although he never featured in a World Cup, in 1968, he took over the football world by winning the Ballon d'Or and the European Cup with Manchester United. But he may be more known for the awesome quotes that he would give. And here's a few of them. On going missing. I used to go missing a lot. Miss Canada, Miss United Kingdom, Miss World. On giving up drinking. I've stopped drinking, but only while I sleep. On wasting his money. I spent a lot of money on booze, birds, and fast cars. The rest, I just squandered. On giving it all up. In 1969, I gave up women and alcohol. It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. Incredibly thoughtful quotes from an incredible player.